irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, spiritual mentor, and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, to map your experiences, and to discover your gifts and bring them to the world. This program is a program of empowerment. I bring here spiritualists, artists, people from any walk of life that live in their dream and live in their gifts and sharing their gifts to the world. If this is you and you're listening, please reach out. We need to hear about your gifts. And so I'm really excited to have a friend and a musician, very talented friend, Hodaya Singer. And she was born and raised in Israel with dreams of becoming a musician, and her dreams have taken her near and far. At the age of 26, she already was performing for the prime minister in Israel and ambassadors from all over the world, being the lead singer of an Israeli rock band. She also coined the title the Singer of Central Israel after winning a multitude of competitions. She sings in several languages, English, Spanish, Hebrew, and she has a unique approach to music. I'm really excited to have this wonderful, talented Hodaya Ben.
There you go.
Unmute your mic.
How are you, Ilan? So good to see you.
Good to see you, Hodaya. How are you? So wonderful to meet, especially when you have these new projects coming up. And
And
whoever is watching now, Hodaya, I've been on the program twice, and with a trio that she was performing with, and releasing her previous single. And today, you're releasing a very unique single creation of yourself. You will say it because it's really in the first language. It's called Me, Myself, and I, right?
Yes. So I released my song on May 21st called Me, Myself, and I. And I wrote the song with Drew Lawrence, who worked with Christina Perry. And he wrote the song Jar of Heart. It was a very big hit. And we wrote together an amazing song about woman empowerment and about the power of a woman to do whatever she wants, to follow her dreams. Even if other people telling her, don't do it and don't follow your dream, she's still like going after her heart. And, you know, many people asking me, wow, why it took you so long to release the song? And, you know, the video will be released on June 11th and I haven't released my video yet. It's taking time. So now it's like a baby came out. So I'm so happy and excited.
It is. It's, you know, I don't know if it's ironically or not, but does it reflect anything on your personal life? Well, I can tell you that from the last time that we met and we spoke, you definitely grew and you expanded. So it doesn't matter how you look at it. You always grow and you really are creating great, you know, especially the song, talking about empowerment. This program is empowerment. What I do is about empowering, and you have a great presence. I mean, this is really something that many women are going through. This shift, we're going through this energetic shift, and now we're discovering how the feminine power is really coming to recognize itself. You know, it's really, and many great things are being created by women, you know, and here I'm in front of one.
exactly. And, you know, to release that song, that spirit of time with the Me Too movement, it's so important, super important. And, you know, I have a distribution company and agent, iHeart Records, and PR deal. She is amazing. And I'm working right now with a group of women that want to make a change in the world. So all this music, like agent, music label, it's a label. Mm-hmm. Most of the songs there are for empowerment, for the power.
That's wonderful.
Each woman has.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's also important where we're coming to this empowerment from, because usually it follows a trauma, you know, because when we are, you know, if we were always in our own power, we didn't need to re-empower, right? That means that
exactly.
we had to go through a process, you know, and then to rise up again. So, exactly. Right?
Exactly. So, you know, in this music business, it's not easy. You know, many people see my posts on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm happy and I show them, you know, my process and my video shooting, but they have to understand it's taking a lot of time to work in the studio, to record the song. You know, to create this song, it took us almost a year with my amazing producer, Gemini. He did such an amazing job. Gemini, thank you so much. So it took us a year to create the best piece of heart. You know,
it's that's like, wonderful. No, I heard that. That's cool. That's pretty cool piece, actually. But let's talk about the process of creating the song. Okay, what triggered you to write that particular song? Was that a place of discouragement? Were you in a place of low place, a high place? How would you describe that? What pushed you to write this song?
So I wrote the song when I was a student in a musician institute. I graduated as an outstanding student, and that time I felt, you know, my family always support, you know, my way and my music career, but I felt alone. I felt like, you know, there is no one that understands me and it's only me, myself and I. And I found the power in myself. I looked in the mirror and I said, okay, Hodaya, you can do it. And then I started to write, you know, it's me, myself and I burning through the sky. It's like only me. I'm going this road. At the end, you know, I'll have someone with me, but I need to walk by myself right now. That's before I met my amazing manager, Ron Johns. But I said, okay, now you're walking by yourself. So how do you feel about it? And then I didn't touch the song for many years. And when I came back to LA, I came back like 1.5 years. I've been performing in Europe. I came back and with Gemini, we worked on the song again. And then I met Drew, he's an amazing writer. And he brought his own ideas and together we created that song and we changed the lyrics. And then I felt that this is, you know, it's ready to be out.
So it's basically, so it's really kind of a feeling, collection of feelings of what you've been going through. What you've been going through in your journey.
Exactly. And, you know, it took us like many times to decide what will be the final lyrics.
Yeah.
And then I went to the studio and with Jim and I, my amazing producer, he started to produce the song and I brought my ideas. My manager brought his ideas and Drew Lawrence was a part of this process too. I always ask him because he had a very big hit. So he told me what exactly I need to do in my song, mm-hmm. you know, to keep my song very loyal to me as an artist and also to be something that people are going to hear. They're gonna love. So I think that the beat there and all the you know, all the rhythm, it's really fun. You want to dance, you know?
Yeah, I totally hear you. You know, yeah. The thing is that people will love what they hear because they when they see that you're authentic to yourself.
Yes.
You know, because you can't. Some people may think that one song is beautiful, and another person may think that it's not, because if they listen only to the technicality of it. But if they see you and they believe in you, and they see that you are authentic to your core, then they connect to this, and that yes. makes the song really a hit. So this is great. Now, I know that we cannot show the song, but
yeah,
maybe at the end.
June 11th.
Right? June 11th is the official release of the clip. We'll broadcast it here. And later on, we're going to show a teaser, okay? A tiny teaser of that song, of this wonderful song. So you wrote a song, and did you, when you were writing the song, obviously it was reminding you of situations maybe that you were during that time of growing and realizing in the mirror that this is you. How did you feel? I'm asking you the question now. How did you feel when you brought yourself back to these places when you were writing the song?
So, you know, it's so much fun to see your progress, your way, you know, to meet yourself 5 years later. Mm. It was, mm-hmm. I think, 5 years ago. So I felt much stronger. And I felt that now, okay, it's me, myself, and I burning to the sky. I don't need a man to rise. And I can do it by myself. And I found the love that I need looking back in the mirror. So I think that I feel so much powerful. I felt, whoa, I want to hug this girl in this song. I really want to hug her. And I had a very good friend of mine that went through divorce. And she was in a very hard place. So this song is dedicated to her. I wrote this song about her too. And I felt so much powerful and so much blessed to give her the power with my song. And I even told her like a few weeks ago that this song is for her, and she was crying. And I was so happy that, you know, we have something, and all the women in the world can sing it together. Me, myself, and I, even the boys, you know, even like female, male, anyone can sing that song. And sometimes in our life, we need to walk by ourselves in order for us to achieve our goal, achieve our dream.
That's right. We need to be in these places to go inside. To discover. This is wonderful. So let's talk about, you had another clip, another song. It's called Jerusalem, and actually was released during Jerusalem, this last Jerusalem Day. And unfortunately, these last few weeks have been really a disaster and sad. A sad situation was happening in Israel. And so now, when you planned on releasing it, obviously nobody anticipated that. But when you release the song on that day, and you know you're that day, and really we're talking about here about our history and about, you know, and add to that a song that you wrote without knowing this is going to happen. Where were you? Where did it send you? What did it take you? How did you feel about that?
So, you know, we decided to release the video for Jerusalem, this Jerusalem Day. I was so worried about, you know, my country, about the people there, and my heart goes to them. So thank God everything is okay now.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, I got many comments from many people all over the world saying, wow, thank you. Because this song, Jerusalem, it's about love, about peace, about the beautiful land that we have, the beautiful capital city. So many people send me, wow, this song needs to be like a big hit. And we're so happy that you released it again. And yeah, I was happy. I was very happy with the comments. I wrote it with Dmitry, an amazing Russian writer. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was important to release that song again.
Definitely. Definitely. It was great. It was great that you released it. It was beautiful. So here is a clip for the song Jerusalem.
שוכנת יפה יש בה שכונות בתים יפים וגם עיר עתיקה פסגות גבוהות נופים יפים ומקומות קדושים גם כותל גם כיפת זהב וגם הר הזיתים ירושלים יפת מכולם ירושלים It's our home, it's our joy. We'll sing for peace and love. Together with your power, we'll change the world tonight. Ring the bell of Jerusalem, ring the bell for life. These changes are coming, it's time to sing with us.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much, Hodaya. This is wonderful. Now, for you who is joining, and if you don't know about Hodaya, I want to show another clip of Hodaya's performance from a different time, just so you can get an idea. There you go.
I said you better leave. You better release me.
So thank you. This was great. So where are you performing today? Because you're working with many groups, private parties, official groups, and tell us, do you have anything coming up?
Oh my God, so many things. So first of all, I'm working now on my album. So I'm working on my next song. And you know, every song you think, oh my God, it's so good. And then the second one, oh my God, it's better and it's better. So I'm currently working on my album with Gemini and Drew Lawrence. And I have two shows coming up. My mm-hmm. first show is June 3rd, and it will be my students. I am also a vocal coach, and I'm the owner of the studio, The Voices of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And I will have around like 13 singers that are going to sing, and I'm going to perform there with Harmony Trio.
That's
so
wonderful.
Everyone is invited. Yeah. June 3rd in the ISC, Israel American Council.
It will be down here. It's underneath when you're speaking, June 3rd. And also your website is Hodaya Singer, right?
Yes. That will be an amazing, amazing musical event. And then in June 11th, I will release my video, and I'm going to have a red carpet event.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's right. I saw that.
It's going to be super, super big. I'm super excited. And other than that, I'm planning on having a big, big show with orchestra. That's a tiny secret that I can tell only you, Ilan.
Oh, yeah, only me here. Okay. No, nobody hears.
We're going to have a big show and maybe a competition. Now we're working on that.
Wow.
And yes. And I'm doing private shows, event gigs, and performing with Harmony Trio and with other bands.
That's right. Harmony Trio, you were here with Harmony Trio the last time. So you guys are welcome to watch that.
I say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Passing by, and now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. And oh my, I like your style. You make me wanna cry. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
You know, Ilana and Tal, my best friends, we're creating music together and we have many surprises coming up soon.
That's cool. That's exciting. You know, we need that. We need this here in everywhere, especially after all this turmoil that is going on in the world. You know, we had this pandemic thing and and then the violence in Israel and everything. And you know what? People really want to just have a good time, just enjoy.
Exactly.
I mean, we've been going through so much, right?
Exactly. No, in my last show, people came to me and was like, thank you. Thank you for singing for us. We had such a great time. You know, yeah. I performed in a wedding and in a private festival, and they were so happy. And they told me, we're thankful that you came here. And, you know, people like going out of the house, they're still afraid. They're like, hi, can we dance? They're dancing. Yeah. They're next to other people. So thank God we're going back to reality. But you know, for me, that period of time of the pandemic, the COVID-19, like, was time to create music and was time to search inside my soul what I'm willing to do in my career, what I'm willing to do in my way.
And that's the bottom of this conversation, right? That is the bottom of the conversation. That is the Pokavu, I get it, there's a song. That's where the bone is buried,
exactly.
So to speak, right?
Exactly.
So, and it's the shift, it's the changes. Because I, again, as I said, last time, since we've met last, which was around that time, before the pandemic started, right? Just around there at that time, I think so. Every time I see your post, and every time I see she is going through something. She is going through a shift. She's going through a change. We spoke several times on the phone. You're going through things, and it was really exciting to see that. And then eventually that it comes here. So, you know, it can be excruciating, but really, like you said, the pandemic also for me was really a great place. It's like a greenhouse, you know, a spiritual greenhouse, so to speak.
Exactly. And you know, right. When I've been in the army too, that was the time that I started to think, what am I willing to do in my life? And I felt that again in the pandemic, that I'm thinking, wow. And I was like, oh, Hadai, I did so many things for the last few years. And it was good, you know, to relax a little bit, you know, because I've been in like speed, woo, energized.
Yeah,
like, woo,
yeah, that's right.
Super energized power,
a bunny.
So many years. And then I had a time, you know, to just be at home, creating music, be with, you know, virtual friends, like online, Zoom, you know, WhatsApp. But it was a good time. And now thank God it's over, because now I think it's the time for all of the artists to come out and to perform, to sing, to release everything out.
Yes, exactly. And this is one of the platforms, places like these, programs like this program for artists to come out and to show their gifts, and people like you, like Hodaya, that is showing and contributing to everybody. This is great. So you have the two shows. So you have the June 11th.
And June 3rd.
And the June 3rd and the June 11th. That's right. The same place, at the same IAC, right?
No. So June 3rd will be in the IAC and June 11th will be in general admission. Next to Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. That will be there. So you have all the information here, So what are you, are you going to play more tonight?
Tonight, I think that maybe we're going to show them my song, Me, Myself, and I.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We'll show them a tiny
bit. Yes.
Part of the
song. I think that will be the nice seal and a nice kind of like a hook for people to tune in on June 11th. And we'll also play it here. And we'll put it here on June 11th, okay?
Amazing.
Together with, that'll be great. That'll be wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah. So Hodaya, thank you. Wow, that was lovely. That was very nice and to the point. And I'm really happy to see that clip. And anything? Do you have any words of encouragement for whoever is watching here, whether they are younger musicians, wannabe musicians, they're kids, they're adults? What do you have for us?
You know, I have a song. You know, Feeling Good.
Yeah.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So that's exactly how I feel. I feel that it's a new journey coming up. It's a new life for me. It's a new, you know, I'm coming out as an artist. I've been singer, professional singer for many years. Now my real Hodiah coming out. So I'm feeling so good. And
this is great.
To be blessed, to thank Hashem, to thank God for everything that he's bringing to our life. Sometimes we're like running and I want this, I want this, I want this, I want to achieve this, I want these numbers, you know. Now it's the time to say I'm feeling good. It's a new day. And
this is great. This is great. This is great. And this is exactly what it is about, the success, the gratitude, the gratefulness. Hodaya, to whoever is watching, Hodaya, the name Hodaya means gratitude.
Thanksgiving. Thanks, God.
Thanksgiving, gratitude, being grateful. So this is exactly where you are. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Hodaya, I have another thing for you, Ilan.
Yes.
When I was in the college, I had an amazing teacher, and she taught us a song. Can I sing it?
Please.
So it's, please. I like living this kind of life. I'm living up this life. I like living this kind of life. I'm living a blessed life. And all of us living a blessed life.
Amen, amen. thank you so much. Here are a few seconds of what to look for June 11th. Thank you, Hodaya, so much. Thank you for being here, Hodaya Ben. Thank you for being in and the courage to show up and to be here. This is Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. There you
go. Thank you, Ilan. It's so much fun. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.